Hello, Mr. Martinson. This is Jay Douglas at OD Radio. I think that I'd sooner send a sort of a commentary, talking letter type of thing instead of an actual letter to you, actually, because I'm a little too tired of typing right now. So bear with me, please. I thought I'd just explain briefly what you just heard and some of my ideas and thoughts and a little bit of background as far as what we're doing to explain what we are sounding like or what I imagine us to sound like or want us to sound like. First of all, as far as our jocks are concerned, air personalities, Rick Mason, or Rick Burnett, as he's known on the payroll, comes to us directly from Wisconsin, a small station up in Wisconsin. Before that, he worked in as the number one rated jock at from 9 till 1 at KTCR FM in Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota. And I was pretty lucky, I think, to get Rick. He has come a long way since he's been here. And he has not a long way to go, but with a little bit of guidance, I think, that we can give him, I think he can be the number one personality here in Lynchburg, and as far as Central Virginia, as far as I'm concerned. Secondly, Bob Jackson from 10 to 3. By the way, Rick does mornings 5 till 10. 10 to 3, Bob Jackson. Bob comes to us immediately from Delaware. Before that, he worked in suburban Washington at an FM station. Bob, as I understand, and as you can listen to the tape, has a bit down delivery. He's mainly MOR-oriented. We're trying to up his delivery a bit, but basically he's an MOR-type person, I guess you would say. But I think he fills the 10 to 3 midday slot very well as far as his delivery is concerned, and being that something like, I think, 61% of our audience is mainly females from 24 to 49, I think he fills that gap from 10 to 3 just fine with his delivery. And that his request line, by the way, is always ringing, mainly with the chicks calling up. So it's not that bad, I guess. Then, of course, you heard me from 3 till 7. I come from, of course, York, Pennsylvania, at a country station where I was for about a year and a half. Before that, I worked in suburban Philadelphia. Had a little, not a little, it's 5,000 watt AM, but sort of a podunk station, as I like to call it. And then from 7 till 1, Jim Allen, as far as I can see, as far as Jim is concerned, I imagine you probably weren't that impressed with Jim. But here's my feelings on the subject very quickly. Jim, besides having a first, as the other guys do here except myself, is really into engineering aspect of broadcasting. He's local, lives in Alta Vista, Virginia. Has worked at a couple of small stations in this part of the neck of the woods. And being a local guy, I think he appeals to the local folks here. His voice, granted, isn't the best in the world. But I think he's dependable, reliable, be with the company for a long time. You know he's going to be there. He'll give you the shirt off his back. He is entertaining. He plays plenty of music, that type thing. He doesn't have, obviously, of course, that much of a spot load at night. But he knows what to do in an emergency. If something was to happen here at night, he's well phased out as far as equipment is concerned and the makeup of the station and whatnot, more so than the rest of us, really. So that's why I feel he's, although he's not the best sounding that we have, he's not our best foot forward type of thing, I feel he's good for that shift, good for a fill-in, to keep in that situation. I'm saying this in case you're wondering, you know, why is he on or whatnot. Like I said before, he may have not have impressed you that much as far as quality is concerned, but he is a good guy, so as far as that's concerned. Basically, as far as the sound, the total sound of the station is concerned, I am trying to, and I think we're getting there. This tape, by the way, doesn't represent the actual sound that I desire. The whole tape is just a bit down tempo for some strange reason that day it was recorded or that week it was recorded. Generally and basically, we're more of a rock formatted oriented station, belting out plenty of music and with a rock approach delivery. Don't get me wrong, we're not screaming, but we are providing the entertainment that people need when they turn the radio on, and with the format, the cluster format and the jingles, and just that light touch of the personality, I think we're there, or just about there, as far as the sound is concerned. And of course, I listen to constantly monitor the other stations, and as far as I can see, we have the best sound in Lynchburg, and it obviously sounds biased, but we are the most uncluttered station. The other stations, they play a record, a spot, a record, a spot. They throw in a public affairs thing in the middle of the day, have a talk show, this, that, a swap shop, all this sort of thing. With our cluster system that we are using, we seem to provide, you know, like more music, and seem to be just minutes away from music type thing, which is the whole thing, man. So I think we have the most uncluttered sound of all in the five stations here.
The Road Show with Rick Burnett, usually heard at this time, will now be heard as usual.
Hello there, Hayward. You're in tune to the Road Show.
The Road Show with Rick Burnett, usually heard at this time, will now be heard as usual.
Hello there, Hayward. You're in tune to the Road Show with Rick Burnett.
Long time gone away.